Okay, we're continuing the next section in Perek Vav on the bottom of page Samach Gimel, and we're talking about different areas and where prayer fits in. We discussed at length yesterday about what do we do before we eat. Now, how about what do we do before we daven? Tefillah lifnei tefillah, a prayer before a prayer. Ach yesh nekudah nosevet, there's another point. Yesodis mod, a very fundamental point. Shafhiba kocha l'chaberes ha'adam l'konu b'meshach kol yom, and it which it too has the power to connect a person to his Creator during the course of the day. Va'az kemoshis karnu b'tchila, and as we've mentioned earlier, gimel tefilosof lahayu b'bechinas krim krim, and then, as we've mentioned, your three prayers will not be in the level of things that have been ripped to shreds and just pieces here and pieces there. They're all tied in together, strung up together, and connected one to the other. We want to have a way that our prayers are all one long chunk. So what do? Page Samach Dalet at the top. Lifnei kol ma'ase, before every activity. Movad hisbayinus bo, besides the reflection that you're having. You had a reflection, I'm eating. Why? Because I'm hungry. Who made me hungry? Hashem made me hungry. It's a new creation every day. So besides this reflection, olav ledaber narvayin shalom, you should speak to God. Lispalel ulavakish mimenu shiyisayeya biyodo lahatzliach b'mashu oimid lasos. You should daven and ask from Hashem to help you to succeed in that which you are about to do. Dugma pshuta, a simple example. Kol echad meitano yode, everybody knows. Kishu nigash lispal, when a person enters to daven, approaches tefillah. Zel eis karav milchama, it is really a time of battle. It's a war. Kol echad lefi madrigas, everyone according to their level. Meaning to say, kavana b'tfilah, to be able to daven with kavana, to daven with concentration, with intensity. He may ha'avodos ha'koshes shebemikdash. This is one of the hardest services to do in the temple. Yechidei skula zochim la'gil ha'madrega shetfilosom nasis b'kavana shlema b'li shum machshava zora. Only very unique individuals merit to reach a level that their prayers are with complete concentration, without any foreign thoughts. Im kein, therefore, kesha'odim nigash litvila, when a person approaches prayer, v'uba emes writes his follow brother Shalom, and he really wants to speak to Hashem. Reish is lovely, spina binukud apshuta, he first has to think of the simple point. Mehechen yi'alo koach lispal bitzurish shemachshavos azoros lo yafriu. Where is he going to draw the strength to be able to pray in a fashion that foreign thoughts will not disturb him? How am I going to be able to pray with kavana? How am I going to daven without me thinking of all the other things in life that I ought to be thinking about? How many of us can even daven our shmonesrei, concentrating on the words for the entire time we're davening the shmonesrei, without thinking of a million other things, or maybe just one other thing that you're about to do today that's on your mind, and you think of that thing with your mind while your lips are moving? So how are you going to have the strength to push all those foreign thoughts out? So what does a person normally think? Okay, I got this problem. So, I'll strengthen myself. I'll fight with strength. I will focus, and I will merit to have a good prayer. That's what we think. But usually we're not strong enough. So ulam alav ladas ki yesh b'machshava zo nitznut shel kfira. Though when a person thinks that way, there is a little spark of heresy when you think that way. What word is the buzz, the flag, the red flag word you got to be worried of? Ha ani alachem va'ani aese hu kimad avodazar. When you say the words, I will fight and I will do it, the big I, that is almost tantamount to idol worship. Why? Miu b'chlal osani. Who is incorporated? Who's included in the I? From where do you have the strength? Do you have this from the 6 days of creation? When we make the brach, when we say the brach of Yotzer Or in Shmona, in the davening every day after Baruch Hu, what do we say? Omri Manu, we say Amachadesh Bituvo Bechol Yom Tamid Maase Bereishis, that the God who renews in His goodness every day, constantly, the acts of creation. Bechol Rega Varega, at every moment, Hakadosh Baruch Hu Mahav Es Olamos, Hashem recreates the worlds. He makes them happen. Nimsa comes out, Shekoes, at this time. Beregazeh, who knows only Koch, at this moment He's giving me strength. And the next moment He's giving me strength. And every other moment, it's a new ability of strength. Einza Osa Koch, Shehoyel Olifnei Dak, it's not the same strength I had a minute ago. Begamza Lozeh, Shehiela Bedakabo, and it won't be the same strength that I'm going to get the next minute. Okay, it's not the same strength. So Mehechen Koch, Hachius Sha'achshav Adam Yainik. So from where is the strength that a person lives off of now, that he draws forth life? So every moment Hashem gives him that life, gives him new life. There's no obligation from before the minute to the next minute. The fact that Hashem gives you life now, there's no guarantee getting it another minute from now. So that's how it is for everything else. So feel all the more so when you come to prayer. Shibinosav al kach, that besides just good old fashioned life, yesh adam milchamos pnimios al hakavona hanidreshes. There's all kinds of inner turmoil, inner fighting that's necessary to bring out the required proper intentions in prayer. So kisha up. So it's a very hard job. It doesn't happen by itself. It needs a lot of effort and a lot of effort that Hashem has to help with. So kisha adam eifo mechin es asu spal. So when a person prepares himself to daven, who chayv lohavin shakoch sheyesh v'lilochem v'machshev esov, zeo koch she harega HaKadosh Baruch Hu nosen lo kidei shiuchel yisvol karoi. So a person obliged to think and to understand that the power that he has now to fight with his thoughts, this is the power that at this moment Hashem gives him to enable him to daven properly. So if that's the case, me'atah yisponus, now he should reflect and think. Does the guy have a guarantee that now Hashem is going to give him the strength? There's no guarantees you're going to get the strength right at this moment. You have no guarantee you're going to live the next moment. You have no guarantee you can use the force of concentration for davening for the next moment. If a guy really feels that every moment Hashem is giving him the strength to fight, all of lots of rega echavlam, a person should stop for a moment and say, Rebbeinu Shalom, Yodeani, Hashem, I know, Shemitzad HaKoch HaAtzmi Sheisi, in terms of my own strength that I have, Eineni Mesugal Afilu Na'aneya Esas Vosayim. I'm not even capable of moving my lips. Not even capable of moving my lips. So therefore, what do you say? First words, Hashem is Vosay Tivtach. Hashem, open up my lips. Simple meaning, I can't just make my lips able to move. I have no guarantee they're going to move. You know, it is kind of a funny statement. Hashem society tach ufi agit ilasecha. Hashem, open up my lips, and that my mouth shall relate your praises. Right. So what is he saying? He said, because I know I can't even open up my lips myself. I can't do anything, and that's really the proper way to begin the mindset for prayer. So no, I can't even daven to you if it isn't for you. Rebbeinu Shloim, ani rotz lispal lacha. I want to daven to you, Hashem. Levakesh mimcha, to ask from you. Avo ana mimcha azorli, but please, from you, please help me. Tein li esakach she'ucha ladaber b'li mafrim. Give me the strength that I could speak without any interruptions in the mind. She'eli akoyach lasiach esadas me'os in the kudus mafrim. That I should be able to divert my mind from those points that are disturbing and able to be focused for an entire davening. So that's really what you should be doing. This is what he means, the idea of tefillah lifnei tefillah, the prayer before prayer. You've got to pray to be able to pray. And to have that recognition. Klomer, meaning to say, Adam Kesher's Asna Banishan Bachal Nakuda Nakuda Shu Ais Bachaim. A person ties himself to every single point that he does in life. He understands that he doesn't have his own strength. And only Hashem is that one who brings him to life every moment. So therefore he senses that he needs Hashem to give him the strength to the next point. When he realizes that it all depends only on Hashem, he opens up his mouth and he says, Abba, ato Abba Shali, ato Ohev Osi. Father, you are my father, you love me. Ani bincha ahuvcha, I am your beloved son. I want to pray before you, ledabritcha, to speak with you. Azorli sheucha lemamesh, lemamesh es ritzonizeh. Allow me to be able to actually accomplish that which I wish to be able to speak to you. So, and you're going to see that he's going to go now keseder now. It's going to be a bit repetitive, so we're going to go quickly now, where he's going to say, and this is the way we have to go through the entire day. The entire day. To be able to just ask Hashem, you got to help me on this next point. And this is the whole idea of taking Hashem with you wherever you go. And constantly, and this idea of the world of prayer. Every step you go, there's a tefillah. Every step you go, there's a tefillah. Everything you do, you need HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help. So we go on to the next topic. Tefillah kodem alimud ubesoch alimud. Prayer before you daven and while you daven. Ein advar murim rak legabi tefillah. That which we're saying is not only relevant to prayer. Zohi nekuda shechayeves lahakif es adam l'orach kol seder yomo. This is a point that one is obliged to have surrounding a person throughout the extent of the entire day. Adam nigash lilmod, a person begins to learn. From where does he think he's going to be able to understand the Gemara? Where does he think he's going to have that ability to get it? Reish is called kipshuta, rei gam kol adam shalomet, niska lepavim bekusha suba ubi'i havanos. First of all, this simply, every person that learns is going to stumble at times with questions and with lacking of understanding. You learn things, you think you understand it right away. It comes, a lot of ideas just are not easy to understand. Avol yoser mikach, but even more than this. If we're saying that the creation is renewed every moment anew, so a minute ago, I was a wise man. There's no obligation to say that the next minute you're going to be a chacham. I'm wise now, doesn't mean I'm going to be wise a minute from now. We can certainly recognize from enough examples that there are people who open up a Gemara and they don't understand a word of the Gemara. These are people who understood it the day before, they don't understand it today. Elamai, what are you going to say? He's accustomed to the fact that he thinks he's always going to understand it. Yesterday I learned and I understood it. Shalshon lamed uvevin, and the day before he learned and understood. So he's going to know today also. It's automatic. The person thinks it just goes automatically. That's a thought that comes forth from a feeling that the world is not brand new. When a person lives with the simple feeling that God renews the world every moment, next page, Samach Vav. He's not so sure with the intellect that he got yesterday. Rather, he feels that every day he needs to daven. And before he starts, he will say, Psach lanu shari chokma shari bina shari das. Open up for us the gates of wisdom, intellect, and understanding. Lo rak biyachas litosefes chokma. It's not just in relation to acquiring more wisdom. Lo havin masha esmahu lo havin, to understand what he didn't know yesterday. Elafil biyachas lemuskalas apshutas vafapshutas piyosha. Even for the simplest concepts. The simplest concepts you could possibly not get, but you're only getting them new because Hashem wants you to get the simplest idea. Yodim harbei masim al tzaddikim. There's many stories about tzaddikim. Shohayislam nefilas hamoichin. They would have a falling of awareness. They couldn't learn. certain stories of Gedolim Chutz Miloimer Aleph Beis. Besides the Aleph Beis, they were stuck. Ulispalk Motinuk, and they would pray like a baby. But they couldn't learn. Just they were blocked. They had blockages, and they had a daven Hashem. Rabbi Nachman had that a lot. Had a lot in his younger days. What?
Remem could learn too.
Okay, listen. You have even a simpler story with Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, every day on the mountain, Hashem taught him. He didn't understand it. Couldn't retain it. Every day, couldn't retain it. Every day. He forgot every day. Till finally, on the last day, Hashem said, okay, I'll give you a gift, you'll remember it. Countless stories. Kach Ira, and he tells you another story. Kach Ira, ima Baal Shem Tov, b'shah shigil Eretz HaKodesh. So it happened to the Baal Shem Tov when he came to Eretz Yisrael. Shenafel mimadregasa, v'yigil ashafel mochen shal Yehudi Pashit. He comes to Eretz Yisrael, he gets there, and he falls on his levels, and he reaches the level of a very low awareness, like a simple Jew. So what was the point of hope at that difficult time? He felt and understood that that falling of right now does not mean anything for the next minute. It works both ways. I understood yesterday, doesn't mean I'll understand today. My lack of understanding today does not mean I won't understand tomorrow. It goes both ways. Today's failures do not demand tomorrow's failures. So, Kashem she'esmol hu hoya Baal Shem Tov. So just like yesterday, I was on the level of the Baal Shem Tov. Vayom hu Yehudi Pashut. And today he's a simple Jew. So, kach b'diyuk yochol agal galisapech b'chazara. So too can the wheel of fortune keep going. Umachar shuv ya Baal Shem Tov. And tomorrow will be the Baal Shem Tov. Right? Aval ein za Baal Shem Tov shel esmol, but it's not the same Baal Shem Tov of yesterday. Yesterday's Baal Shem Tov was a certain giving of Baal Shem Tov that Hashem gave me. Tomorrow I needed a brand new giving, not the same giving. B'chol rega v'raga, at every moment, zehu yitzur chadosh shel bar yolam. This is a brand new creation of God. Okay, that's a simple meaning. There's deeper ones that he's not going to get into right now. Let's go to the next part. The next paragraph. Kishaadam chai b'kazu hargosha pshuta. When a person lives with this simple thought, hu margish b'chol rega v'rega hu zokik l'bar yolam, you really realize that you need HaKadosh Baruch Hu at every moment. Mamashim at every moment. L'dugma, for example, hu misyashev l'umo. Okay, he's sitting down, he's learning. Hu inena boteach v'lo l'rega kat shu yovin. And he's not so sure, or maybe v'lu l'rega kat shu yovin. It's a tricky sentence to understand. But anyway, he's not sure, you know, how long he can understand. He can't be so certain of the moment. Anyway, Otzer, who, as Atzel Lisponer. So he stops to think of it. Vaspoim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he turns to Hashem. Very well, he says the following. This is while you're learning. Rebbein Shloilem, Ani Yehudi. This is what you pray before you daven. Hashem, I'm a Jew. Bin Chahuvcha, your beloved son. You commanded me to learn your holy Torah. And I want to do your will. Give me the merit to understand the Torah that I'm learning. That's the simple feeling you should come when you learn. And now he begins to learn. Overes Kamadakas, a few minutes pass. Funiska Bakusha, and he stumbles on a question. Mispoinen, he reflects. Minasilovin, he's trying to understand it. Vadayna Dvarmena Muvadim called Sarkov, he still doesn't understand them properly. So what do you do when you're stuck? Kind of love Latsars Asodabarima Boys, but you should stop. Stop thinking. And now turn to God and speak to him. With thinking or saying the following, God, your Torah is your Torah. The Torah that I'm learning is your Torah. And I want to understand it to give you pleasure. Onazakeni shask of Avinas divrei Torah, so shall merit for me that I should understand these words of your Torah. Help me. I'm only learning this to get close to you, and that's what you want, is for me to get close to you. So help me do what is it that you want. Ha'ergesh ha'poshut shalav la'ergesh hu, the simple feeling that you should feel, shekol kush yeshu'ein ha'mayvin, any question can understand, ha'rabayin shalom osa ha'regesh hu lo yavin, Hashem made that moment for you not to understand. Va'pisrod, and the solution shiuchal ha'avin, no, it's supposed to be a kudosh kodosh baruch yudim ha'avin. And the solution lies in the ability to understand, that the ability to understand is rooted in that same point, that Hashem can make you understand. Just like Hashem made you not understand, Hashem can, yes, make you understand. And that's all it depends on. Not an intellectual understanding. Just a simple, simple feeling. That Hashem makes everything happen anew every single moment. You know, there's this book and this movie that they put out called The Secret. It's supposed to be the big thing now. You can tell someone has the big thing if Oprah gives you her haskama to it. Then it's mamish. This is it. Every person has to read it. Baruch Hashem, you don't know about it? Baruch Hashem, it's a good sign, Shelley. That's a very good sign that you're mamish, you're out of it, Shelley.
Ask me if you know who Oprah is.
Who's Oprah?
Yeah.
Really? Now you're going
to treat Joby, straight to Olam Haba.
Yeah. So I think I'm going to do like a major lecture on it right after Pesach. We'll show it, and because there are certain principles of Torah that are true, but there's certain points of Kfira.
Exactly.
Well, you saw it.
I saw it. Yeah, the stones are very mamish.
What were you watching it for?
Someone sent it to me. The shtickle of Odazar.
You read everything people show you.
I was worried about someone else viewing it. I said something wrong.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, so they talk about this idea of health.
How did you read it?
Somebody gave me a copy and said, I think you should look at it because you could give a class on it. That's the reason I'm looking at it. What am I? I think I'm going to waste my time.
I think it was a treadmill.
Oh, I'm not going to tell you the whole thing.
It's a secret.
You don't need to go. You don't need to hear this. It's not for you, Jeanette. You're not going to have to. Don't worry about it. No one's going to ask. Jeanette, nobody talks to you, right? Nobody talks to you about mundane things.
I'm happy I talk to people.
I didn't mean nobody doesn't talk to you. Nobody tells you Lashon Hara, right? They know not to tell. They don't tell you Shtusim. They don't tell these things. Anyway, listen, I'm the one who has to waste my time to teach Torah that way. You know, to look at these things and know where people are at. To reach out to them. It's too long to explain the idea, but one of the nekudos they said, which has emes to it, is they say that, you know, the fact that a person is sick, you know, so even with a terminal disease, in theory what they're saying is right, not in lamaisa, but in theory, you know, the body heals itself. Every cell, you know, recreates itself after certain moments. So the fact that you have very sick cells that are reproducing doesn't mean they have to continuously reproduce that way. You know, you have cancer cells, you know, they don't have to reproduce that way. You know, every moment, from science, the fact that they see that the cells, certain things reproduce every couple seconds, some things reproduce every couple hours, every couple days. You know, like the same body you have now, right, is after a couple of years is clearly not the same body at all, because every part has been renewed, the heart, the lungs, everything. It's not the same heart that you have now you had a couple of years ago. Every cell changes, some instantly, some over time. Correct, doctor? That's true.
Most of the time they deteriorate.
But then a healthy person. So there's a lot. So there's no rule that has to say that a cancer cell has to regenerate. You know, there's no rule that says it has to regenerate that way. It can regenerate a different way. All right. So that part is emes. So the other part is so they say just think healthy. This is the kvira. You know, just think healthy. you're going to be healthy now. You know, they always do this, right? They find a lady who gets up, who tells her story, and they diagnosed her with cancer, and for the next 3 months, she wouldn't think of the cancer. She refused to think about it. She only thought of happy thoughts, watched comedies, and was laughing, and was saying that she's healthy, and she's healthy, and she's healthy. And the basic theme of the whole thing is whatever you think, that's what will be.
Positive energy.
Right? That's what you think. I'm not saying it all the detail because it took an hour and a half to watch it. But basically, they call it the law of attraction. Whatever you think, that's what you're attracted to, and that's what will attract to you. So if you keep thinking that you want to be healthy, you will be healthy. You know. So you know. So listen. There's a yon. So the place that it falls off.
The place that falls off is
that you can be mispalel to Hashem, that you can be healthy. You can be mispalel. You can daven to Hashem, knowing that He can change all these things, and you need not say it must be that you must die because of that. But and so that's emes. But at the end of the day, Hashem, it's not you who decides what's going to be with you in these things. It's what Hashem is going to decide. So the place of prayer is to realize that Hashem can definitely change it. And it's not miraculous. It's as miraculous as to live the next moment healthy. Is just as miraculous for the health to change into a better way. So they don't take it that way. They don't take it to prayer. And they don't. I'm hearing an echo here. So then, you know, they make a certain reference. If you're religious, you can call it God, and if not, you call it an energy. But they don't really get into the idea of tefillah at all and a connection with Baruch Hashem. They just say, if you want to be happy, you'll be happy, finished. But that nekuda, so what happens? The guy had some stones, took a stone out, and he just, whenever I looked at the stone, I made sure to have a happy thought. And I had all these happy thoughts, and I got better. So then he starts selling these stones for a buck a stone. But anyway, so the point is true. That there's always, for every narishkeit, there has to be some truth. So the truth is, you're right. Every second doesn't determine what the next second's going to be. So, of course, the lady, what happened? After 3 months, she had a complete recovery. So they're saying, if everybody would do this, you wouldn't have to go to doctors and just wish yourself to health, right? And, you know, that just shows you, again, the level of stupidity that the people selling these things understand mankind is. You know, it's a worldwide thing. You're selling this to, I don't know how many literate people are out there. I don't know how many of the 6 billion, how many people can watch a television. You know, I don't know, let's say half. So 3 billion. So even if 1% of people are idiots, you know how many idiots there are? Or gullible people there are? I think the math comes out to, what, 300 million? Right? No, 30 million. So if they sell to 30 million, what their package, it's a whole package. You know, this becomes a club and a this and a that. So you start working the math, man. 30 million, you know, even if you just get $100 from these people, right? And, you know, you tell them, I say, yeah, you'll get better. You know, you got these physicists, they got physicists and those other guys, the other scientific people with fancy names, you know. And then they say that quantum physicists, two of them get up and say, yeah, this is true. So, for Shteitz HaChalein, it's Emes Lamito. So how do you look at that? So we look at it that it's true. Every second Hashem renews things. There's no rule that a cancer cell has to reproduce itself. There's no rule that it has to. There's a good chance it will, because that's what Hashem is doing. That seems to be the direction. But doesn't mean to say that it can't change. So the same thing when it comes to understanding Torah or any of these things. So the Torah, the fact that something happened yesterday doesn't mean it's going to happen today. You know, and if I don't understand today, it could be renewed a different way that I can understand tomorrow. So that's an emes, but that emes is meant for you to daven to Hashem at all times, not just to say I'm going to be happy all my life. You know, and I don't get into the movie; we'll leave it for another time. But that's clearly what he's saying over here. that Hashem recreates every moment. And what they did say in that movie is you have to feel this idea, which is also emes, not to think. He says, it's mamish, a good introduction to Bilvavi, to really show this movie would be a good introduction, because certain aspects they got, they said, you know, of course you know that you want to make $1 million, right? But you don't feel it. If you'd feel it, you'd make it. You know, that was the idea. If you mamish feel $1 million, it's without doubt you will get $1 million. And everything will, the universe will attract to your feelings. So that's not necessarily true. But what is true, clearly, is that every moment Hashem renews every single thing that happens. So if everything is renewed every moment, and Hashem is totally focused on renewing you every moment, He can renew that the next moment is going to be a totally successful moment, even though that He renewed the last moment to not be a totally successful moment. And you're totally dependent on Him every second, and praying for that, and knowing that that can change, that is a very inspiring concept. The fact that you have failed in stopping to nosh late at night for the last 25 years is no reason to say that you're not going to succeed tonight. No reason at all. You know, Hashem can create within you stronger dimensions of willpower. And you can daven to Hashem to give you willpower. You can daven for that. I failed for 25 years. So for 25 years, Hashem has not given me strong enough willpower. You might wonder, well, if He's done that for 25 years, who am I to argue with that? The answer is because maybe you haven't davened once for willpower. Right? So there is this law of attraction to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but you have to attract HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the law of attraction is. You're supposed to be Mukushar to Hashem. You're supposed to be attracted to Hashem. Someone said using Hashem, just attract yourself to the universe. This is universe. You attract yourself to it. You know, it doesn't mean every time you go to daven, Hashem's going to say yes. It doesn't mean every time Hashem's going to say yes. But the fact that you're talking to Him, that itself is a wonderful thing. The fact that you're connected to the source of all existence is a wonderful thing. So therefore, it's a very encouraging thought to know that although the past failures are not indicative of future capabilities. Yeah, Rafal. So now you'll know what kind of ad to put up or fall, right? You got my email yesterday, right?
The secret.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So now you have a little idea. Yeah. Go ahead.
Isn't the idea not that you dive into Hashem to change? If He renews every second, you're not diving to Hashem to change it, but rather you're diving to Hashem that you shall get closer to Him because of what He's changing. In other words, what you're trying to do is pray to get closer to Hashem.
Yeah, well, it depends on the situation. Every time you're cognizant that Hashem is changing at every moment, that has to make you closer to Him. Sometimes you're just asking for the same thing that you had yesterday. Yesterday was a good day of learning. Hashem, it's no guarantee today's going to be a good day. I'm asking you again. I need a good day of learning today. Right? Yesterday was a bad day. It was not a good day. For some reason, Hashem didn't want you to get it yesterday. So he says, Hashem, I want it to change. I want it to be... It's changing every day anyway. It's brand new every day. So I want today's brand new version to be a successful brand new version. That's all.
Okay, so it doesn't change. Then what's your...
It's renewed every day. So it's like it's brand new. So I don't know if you could use the word change any day. You know? The sun that comes up today, is it the same sun that came up yesterday? It's a different sun. Right? So every day it's brand new. Every day it's brand new. So yesterday's event was not a great event. So I'd like today's event to be a good event. Everything changes automatically. So is it going to change to be good? Everything's created brand new. The fact that it's so consistent, we don't understand it. It doesn't seem to be new. There are constant renewings that we can take advantage of. Yeah. Yes, that's the whole, the toiling? The toiling isn't tefillah, the toiling is learning. But right before you're learning, you're davening. And in the middle of learning, you're davening.
It almost sounds like you're doing more, like that's the
Well, the avoda is also learning. You have to do the act of learning. You read the words, try to understand the words, try to understand the concept. That's an avoda also. That's a service to Hashem, is to learn. But the learning that learning will not necessarily connect you to Hashem at all. Because if you haven't brought Hashem into the study with you, so you're saying before you learn, Hashem, I need to learn. Without your help, I won't understand the thing. Even though I've understood for the last 3 weeks, I'm not going to say a word if you don't help me. So you're already bringing him into the lesson with you. And then if you get stuck, all the more so. And then he mentions, I think, in the earlier book, and when you succeed, you go through a beautiful piece, and you work on it, and you get it.
Wow.
Then you turn to Hashem and say, Hashem, thanks so much. That was so beautiful. That was so nice. Thank you for giving me that piece. So, you know, if throughout, you're studying for 2 hours, you should be reflecting, I don't know, 3 or 4 times at certain stopping points and say, okay, you know, that was mamish a great piece. Ah, it's beautiful. So thank you so much. I really enjoyed that. And I could only do that with your help. So you're keeping Hashem in the study hall. He's with you. So he's right there. He's right there. He's helping you understand the Gemara. So now that learning, that act of the learning is seeping through that, is that consciousness that Hashem is with you. And as you're learning, you're feeling that Hashem is your chavrusa. And then you're doing the actual learning. You know, you don't have to stop every second and say, Hashem, you know, Hashem, what do you think? Hashem, what do you think? You know, if you've done it enough, you've done it right before and at certain times of the learning, so you're constantly learning with Hashem. Same thing with the davening. You're constantly, you know, there you'd hope it's more so because davening is talking to Hashem. Okay, so now learning is learning with Hashem. And eating is eating with Hashem, and going to the store is going to the store with Hashem. And that's spending the whole day with Hashem. And that is the Torah's law of attraction. Right? So now you don't have to go to the class. You already know what the class is going to be. You don't have to go to the class. But it'll take me 2 hours to explain it to people who don't know this. Yeah, Shelley?
So, a while ago we learned in this book, when you go to IKEA and you table, Hashem is with you, you put it in your mind.
Yeah, he's going to review that again.
Table, or you're so easy, you pick that tomato.
Yes, 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 yes.
So he's putting the thoughts in your mind. So when you're dominating, you're getting these thoughts in your mind about all these other things that you might
Mishigasim.
But the ultimate source is putting them in your mind is God. So we can dominate that we should concentrate. But maybe we should be dominating saying, don't put these thoughts in my mind. Put thoughts in my mind that focus on the
dominant. Well, that's what we just said.
That's
because what he's saying here is that the thoughts are coming into your mind. He's not saying these are coming from Hashem. He's saying, let me concentrate, like, let me drive out these thoughts.
No. God, you're saying, let me read again what he said. He says, Hashem, I know that from my strength, I can't accomplish anything. I can't do anything. So Hashem, help me be able to daven in a way without disturbing thoughts. I can't even push out a disturbing thought. Without your help, I won't be able to accomplish this. So you're recognizing Hashem could put in those thoughts. You're right. But so now the question you're supposed to ask, Shelley, is the follow-up question is, so what am I doing? So what are you going to get credit for at the end of the davening? What do you get credit for? If you are able to think and concentrate, how come? That's right. So now, what are you going to get credit for? So wait. So finish up. So what are you going to get credit for?
Trying.
For wanting it. And asking for it and longing for it. That's where the decision was made. And to keep wanting it. And to keep wanting it. And to keep connected to Hashem.
God's putting those thoughts in your mind when you're doubting, so is it really your fault, your problem?
It's not your problem, as long as before you started, you had the focus of saying, I don't want this. If you just, you know, if you're just going to start today at 7:28 and start the Shmon Esrei, and you don't even give it any thought, and you're just on automatic pilot, you've been on automatic pilot for the last 28 minutes, blah, 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 blah. Right? And now you're moving right into blah, 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 for Shmon Esrei. So now now you've done nothing to ensure that you're going to have a good prayer. You haven't done anything. You're just moving your lips. So before you start Shmon Esrei, you stop and say, Hashem, I know that I can't do this properly without your help. And you ask Hashem, please help me that I'm able to daven. Now that is something you did. That is something you, that's your free will choice. You have the choice to stop and take a hold and say, what is it that I want? Right? That is your control, right? And then to begin to move your lips is in your control, right? That God gives you control. Now, what's going to come in and out? That depends on how badly you wanted to daven properly. That is your free will choice. And that's what you get the credit for. That's it. And then everything else flows from there. How badly do you really want thing? And then you make the effort. Now, you can't just daven Hashem, I want to have a great tefillah, and then go to sleep. You have to get up there and start davening. But you have the, what's yours? What's yours? What can you take credit for, you know, of anything? The only thing you can really take credit for is what I wanted, what I stopped to ask for, and what I tried to do. And that's all God is going to ask from you. And then, you know, and your success has nothing to do with you, my friend. You could cry out to Hashem and ask for have a good davening, and you could have a lousy davening. You don't think it happened to the Baal Shem Tov? Why do you think he had to sit in this room for hours and hours and hours, and the Hasidim are waiting for him? Why isn't the Rebbe coming? Because he's trying to get to the, obviously he's trying to hit a little higher level than we're trying to hit. Okay? He knows if he hits a certain level, man, boom, his tefillahs are going to be unbelievable. And he needs like total concentration, whatever. A million times more than me and you would be happy with. And he says, it's not coming. So he probably stopped and he asked again. He asked again. He asked again. He asked again. And again. And again. And again. And again. And he ain't leaving until he gets what he wants. Right? So what's his greatness? He just doesn't stop asking. Doesn't stop wanting. Now, many of us, you know, we give up after the first 2 minutes. Okay, I want to have a good davening. A minute later, you're off track. Well, you know, I don't have more time to deal with this. Let's just finish this up. Right? But notice that if you're off the tracks and you go back again. Yeah, I'm not leaving until I get what I want. Now, it could be sometimes at the end, he says, you know what? It just didn't work out today. It just didn't work out. I just didn't get it. So, you know what? And then I did what I could do. You don't feel bad because the results are in God's hands. They're not in your hands. Okay, we'll continue the next section on Monday, God willing.